In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. I want to tell you what God wants for you and for me, and that's transformation. Like the caterpillar transformed into a butterfly. Oh yes, when I look at Anthony, I see transformation. The Lord has transformed him from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Oh yes, transformation. I want to know that God wants to transform us, and it's not by trying. It's by accepting his love. It's by accepting his love. It's allowing his heart to touch our heart, that he give us a new heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. This is all about transformation. You know, Saul of Tarsus was transformed by the glory of God into Paul. He was not the same person. He became a new creation in Christ. And the Word of God says anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Saul was killing Christians, putting them in jail. When he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his life was changed. He was transformed into what God wanted him to be transformed into. And he didn't have an easy life. He didn't have an easy life. He was stoned. He was whipped. He was on ships that were sinking. Oh, yes. Paul did not have an easy life. I tell you that. But he was transformed. What he really desired to do was to go to Rome and to witness to Caesar. That's what he wanted to do. That's what God told him to do. But they killed him before that happened. They killed him. They lobbed off his head. But I can hear him as he's rolling down the hill saying, "Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord." I believe those were his last words. And you know, Jesus wants you transformed. Oh yes, from a gossip into the gospel. From a gossip into the gospel. You don't need to be a gossip. I remember being in Ipswich, enjoying some onion rings, and the people across from me were talking against a priest that I know, and he's a good priest. And you know what? I'm sure they were daily communicants. They were gossips, and they need the gospel. They need the gospel. They never heard it because they go to Holy Communion every day, but they have not been changed. They have not been transformed. How we all need transformation by the grace of God. And it isn't by trying. You cannot try to be transformed. You can only surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ to be transformed. You are the caterpillar. God wants to make you the butterfly, transformed, transformed, transformed. That's what God wants for you, so that you could go around and people could see the light in your face, the light in your eyes. Oh, yes, Moses covered his face with a cloth because the light was not forever. It was banished, vanishing. We bear the likeness of Christ on our faces. Because of his face, we bear the likeness of Christ on our faces, in our eyes. Oh yes, in our eyes, people come to know that we belong to another kingdom, an unshakable kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking. It's in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's an unshakable kingdom.
You know, I don't know if I'm quite the butterfly yet, but every day we're going closer to the Lord. And it's just a fact, the light of God drives out all darkness in us. And it's the love of God that shakes people up to bring them into the unshakable kingdom. It's the love of God and receiving that love that's going to transform you. It's not in striving. You know, there's acts of merit that we can do, but it's all, none of it's any good until we open our hearts and receive the love. And then as you let God's love fill you, and you can do it right now. You know, I could feel the tangible presence of God as Father Tom was speaking. But as you do that now, you want to grow closer and closer to God, you know? To who has much, he's going to be given more. You know, the more you get from God, the more you have from God, the more you'll be given from God, but the more you'll want God. And as you grow in this intimacy with God and this love, you know, you need to let God romance you today. You need to let God give you a loving relationship and fill you with his goodness, you know? Then you begin through this place of intimacy. God begins to trust you and he begins to give you mighty works for him to do for his kingdom. But your first work is not a work at all. It's an act of will to open your heart, surrender your will, surrender your soul so God can fill it. And I promise you'll be happier. You'll be more fulfilled. You'll have greater purpose in this world than you ever have doing anything on your own. That's the real key, you know? God has a perfect plan for your life. It says in the Word, every good deed you will ever do has been written in a book before you ever came here to earth. God didn't just drop you on this earth with no plan for you, you know? You have a perfect, he has a perfect plan for your life, and you need to just abide in him. He has a mighty plan for your life and for everyone's life. You know, the devil cannot create anything. All he can do is try to manipulate things. So if you're a person of influence, you know, that favor has been given to you by God. And the devil's just trying to use your influence to, you know, maybe confuse you, to influence you to do things for his kingdom. And you can think you can have a good heart, you know, I want to help people, so I'll take them to yoga, I'll bring them to a psychic, I'll do energy healing. And you know, that desire, that goodness of your heart is from God. But you need to get into the intimacy of God so you can discern what's of him and what's not.
Mm-mm. That's not of him.
Because all this other stuff draws from the power of the enemy. It's, none of it is from God. You know, God is very simple, but he has a mighty plan for your life. And it just takes. It just what it takes today. So just takes it. Say, Jesus, come into my heart and just take it over. And you know, once you get out of the way, you start abiding in the vine even more. You start living in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I was very blessed because I came to God in the power of the Holy Spirit. I went to church my whole life, but never experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, I cannot imagine living a life without the power, because in the power is how we can affect other people, but the power of God is what heals us. The power of God, I just declare over your life, will heal you. You know, God's just speaking the word freedom to me. You know, he wants to transform us from being in bondage to living in freedom. But you know, everything that we have not given fully, everything you have not given fully to God, there will be bondage in your life. And there'll be darkness. But he wants to transform you into the power of light, into to walk and run in freedom. And you do that by letting God in, even if it's uncomfortable, surrendering it to Him. You know, you see those people walking down their street, the street, and their eyes are illuminated, you know. The smile, they're just emanating grace and glory and happiness. That's because there's not much of them left. There's only God in there. You know, we pray every day, God, take away more of me so I can receive more of you. It's a very good prayer. You know, like Moses, God wants your face to shine with the glory of God. And like, so you can preach the gospel and use words if necessary. You can preach the gospel just by walking down the street. People will come up to you. Their guardian angels people will want to talk to you, and they don't even know why, but it's because their angels will bring people to you, because their angels know that you'll share the gospel with them. You'll share the message of hope, faith, and the greatest love with them. What Jesus did on the cross, you know, God wants everyone to speak and pray in heavenly languages, to enforce healing in His name, to be saturated in His love. You know, you're supernatural when you become to Christ. If you knew the angelic help you had with you, the saints you have interceding for you, the Father sitting on the throne, Jesus with you, the Holy Spirit inside of you, all of heaven at your back, you realize that, you know, there is nothing against you truly. You realize that you were born to live a life of freedom. And we live a life of freedom by knowing who we are in Christ. You're not an orphan. You've been adopted by the King of this world. You're now a son of God through the blood of Jesus. You have everything you could ever want. But you need to know who you are and how much you're loved. Because Jesus did it on the cross. It's up to us now to understand what He did and to receive it. So I just impart, you know, Lord, whatever anointing you've given me, whatever freedom you've given me, all the freedom you've given me, you know, all the graces you've given to me, Lord, I just pray now that you impart them to the person listening. Because like Father Tom says, we do this radio station. He does this radio station. God just for some reason lets me talk to you with Him every once in a while. But for one person at a time, Father Tom started this radio station so he could talk only to you.
For freedom, Christ has set you free. He wants you free. He doesn't want you tormented. Torment is of the devil. Oh, yes. If you're being tormented today, you're being influenced by the enemy of our souls. So He doesn't want you tormented. He wants you transformed. Amen. Transformed. And you don't try to get transformed. This psychic stuff and yoga stuff, it's all of the devil. It's of the devil. People don't know where to go when they are reaching a low point in their life. My friend who comes to me because she has cancer was told that Father Tom prays for people with cancer. And so she comes to me. Someone told her. She said, it's my secret weapon, prayer. I tell you, God wants you transformed, and you are supposed to be free. Now, if you're being tormented today, you know what I want you to do? Go into the lavatory and flush it down the tubes. Just flush it. Don't take it anymore. You're not called to be tormented. You're not called to be upset. You're not called to be depressed. You're not called to be any of these things. What did Anthony say? The only thing we need to do is get out of the way. Oh, yes. Mother Angelica used to say the same thing. I just want to get out of the way so God can do His thing. Oh, yes. He must increase, and I must decrease. Oh, yes, that's from John's gospel. It's the word of God. He must increase, and I must decrease. I want to increase in freedom. I want to increase in the love of God. I want to increase in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, that's what I want for my life, an increase of these things, because God is infinite. What I have is only a little. God wants to pour out His Spirit in us in a way that can't be measured. Overflowing, overflowing. Like the woman at the well, overflowing at the woman at the well. If you had only asked me, Jesus said to her, I would have given you living water. Oh, she was so impressed. Sir, give us this living water so I do not have to come down to the well. She used to be tormented because she had five husbands. She came at noon because no one would be at the well. Give me this living water. Jesus said, I am the living water come down from heaven. And you know what? He gave it to her. How do I know that? Because she goes about Samaria witnessing to all the people how Jesus changed her life. She was transformed. She was transformed. Oh, yes, transformation is God's plan for His people. So many people say they've accepted Christ, but they're still in the infant experience. They have never grown. They say, well, I accepted Jesus 18 years ago. Well, what's God doing now? He doesn't want you to remember 18 years ago only, but what's He doing now? How is He working now? How has He transformed you now? How have you surrendered your life to Him? Oh, yes. You see, get out of the way. You don't have to be a control freak. You see, it's time for us to get out of the way and allow the Lord to come and be our King and be our love and be our righteousness. It's time. Get out of the way. Let God do something for you, in you, that you'll never be the same, that you'll be transformed from the caterpillar into the butterfly. I remember a woman who was having doubts about Jesus, and she was praying in a place in the woods, and what happened? A butterfly alighted on her, and she knew it was God who sent that. Her life was changed because of a butterfly. Oh, yes, her life was changed.
Everything is from God. God will use everything in your life for the good. You know, the biggest sinners can obtain the biggest transformations. Like I've said, your soul, is not like a Swiss cheese, it's like a honeycomb. And you know, the deeper the wound, the greater the sin, the more room that God can fill that with His mercy and His glory. And He'll use you, He'll send you back to places, you know. I had once at a nightclub almost got arrested in Quincy, and 2 years later God took me back, and we did the radio, what was it called, we did the first ever radio-a-thon for the Lord there. The other day there was a street that, you know, before I went to the nightclubs and stuff, I would stop and, you know, get this or get that, and I was back there the other night because I was back, ended up being back at the same house the other night. Not for that, just because my friend wanted to give me tacos. God took me back there, and three people gave their lives to the Lord on the site for the kingdom of God. You know, God has a divine plan and God has a good sense of humor for your life. And God wants to use it. You know, he wants you to be transfigured, transformed. And you know, the biggest ones is from areas of unbelief into areas of belief. You know, we all have these areas of unbelief in us that we don't think the Lord can heal us, or we don't think the Lord can help any area of our life, our finances, our marriage, our He's God. He can do it all. You know, he's just waiting for your yes. We want to be transfigured. You know, we want our faces to shine with the glory of God. You know, it's no coincidence the enemy wants our faces covered. You know, but if they can't see your face, let them see your eyes. You know, the eyes are the gates to the soul. A lot of times, even in prayer, you can tell everything you need to know by someone through their eyes. But you need to protect your eyes, what you're watching. You need to protect your ears, what you're hearing. You know, God is light. There's no darkness in him. You don't want to bring any darkness into you. You want to be illumined. Illumined by God. And you're illumined by his love. I've been illumined only by his love, by his grace. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing different from me or even Father Tom or anyone than you. It's just the same God, and it's just the amount that you let him in. You know, I'm begging you to just let God in. You know, I'm getting a word of knowledge of God. I see women, you know, maybe 50 to 60, just crying under the power of God right now. Just continue. Your memories are being healed. Whatever your childhood happened to you in your childhood is being healed. You know, a lady named Jeannie, your mind is being healed right now. We just impart the love of the Father onto you. You know, God is outside space and time. That healing can be, you can receive that healing. That healing is for everyone to receive. There's always healing in the anointing, and there's always more with God.
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, just impart your goodness, impart your love. We ask that you transform them. You know, Abram became Abraham, and it was because by faith he went. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So give God that faith today and watch the miracles he'll do in your life.
The great miracle of transformation. Oh, yes. I remember a young man that came to the espousal. He heard me on the radio announcing the espousal. When he heard it, he started weeping. He's been transformed. His family has been transformed. This is what happens when Jesus gets into the mix. You see, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Redeemer. On the cross, he says, "It is finished." That means it is finished. Finished. He did the work of the Father. He drew all men and women and children into himself. It is finished. The only thing we need to do is stand under the cross and receive the finished work of Christ. It's not something that we do. It's surrender so we be transformed. So I'm calling you again to surrender. You said that yesterday. I did. But you see, there's still people that need to surrender. Surrender everything to God, and he will do everything for you. Yeah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. May you all walk under open heavens today.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.